Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Luke 10:30-35. Good morning, friends. Good morning. How happy I am to be coming your way once again with some of the word of the Lord. I hope you have observed this lesson. Would you not say this good Samaritan was an unselfish man? It seems to me he was. And that is where we are in our gospel alphabet, down to the letter U, which stands for unselfishness. Now notice, it was selfishness which mistreated the poor man in the first place. He was beaten and robbed because of selfishness. Another desired his money and took it by force, selfish force. What a pity that one should be so self-centered. But these things happen daily in this world of ours. The selfish take and have less, for it makes them smaller. But the unselfish give and have more, for it makes them bigger. Jesus made it plain that we all have a moral obligation to our neighbor. Unselfishness is a basic requirement to good behavior, happiness, and contentment. The second commandment of the law requires, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22:39. And that which we call the golden rule demands, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, Matthew 7:12. Pure religion and undefiled requires that one should visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world, James 1:27. We're also taught, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Doesn't that portray unselfishness? I would indeed say so. And how about that scripture, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others? Philippians 2:4. The apostle in giving of his life wrote, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. 2 Corinthians 12:15. Why did he do it? Simply because he was interested in them and unselfishly gave of his own life, even though it made them love him less. And Jesus said, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:26-28. Look at the unselfishness there. Again the Apostle Paul speaking, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20, 35. The selfish person, that one who continually receives but never gives, is as dead and stagnant as the Dead Sea. All the fresh waters of the Jordan River cannot freshen and enliven the great depths of the salt sea. The water is no longer fresh, but briny and unfit for drinking. A selfish person hoards and is unwilling to share with others. How can God bless a soul that has no outlet? A self-centered existence is only a dead sea. How can a person live happily who regards only himself and desires to turn everything to his own advantage? A self-indulgent person is miserable because he's all wrapped up in himself. True friendship is more than a one-way street. Therefore, that self-centered person will pretend to be your friend as long as he can make gain of you. He is like some who sought to be with a multitude in the day when Jesus walked on earth. They followed for the loaves and fishes. John 6:26. If the self-centered person can use you to help him financially or socially or to enhance his image or to aid his family, that is well and good. But if you need help, then you find that he is no real friend in the time of need because he isn't interested. So often, the self-centered person has a very weak character. He is unstable and may change the direction of his course to the north, to the south, to the east, or the west, depending upon which serves his best self-interest. He is like a fountain which sends forth both salt water and fresh. When you learn to know him, you find that his smooth words with which he feeds others are too thick for a spoon and too thin for a fork. They're hard to digest. So often he is brave when there is no fight. His decisions are based not on right or wrong, but how they will affect him or work to his advantage. He longs to have a place of prominence and fill big shoes. But when he gets the opportunity to do so, his selfishness, which is akin to envy, makes him so small that he can scarcely see out. What a pity. So, when we really come to the basic conditions which make one unselfish, we find it is those folks who are filled with the love of God, who are willing to spend and be spent for the benefit of others. The unselfish are more humble, for it is selfishness which makes one proud. The unselfish are more forgiving, for there is less wounded pride. The unselfish are more sincere, for they are not controlled by selfish motives. They are more hospitable, for there is a real interest in others. They are more charitable, for they have a real feeling for others. The unselfish are more friendly, for they have more of an outgoing spirit. They are more joyful, because happiness comes from helping others. They are more adjusted, because it is easier to adjust when one forgets self. And certainly they are beautiful, for beauty is as beauty does. If I may help some burdened heart, his heavy load to bear. If any little song of mine may cheer a soul somewhere, if I may lead some grieving one to know that loss is gain, or bring some shattered soul to light, I shall not live in vain. If I may help bewildered ones to find life's grandest clue, if I may steady faltering feet or help some heart be true, if I may bring a tender touch to some lone couch of pain, or whisper words of hope and strength, I shall not live in vain. If I may give disheartened ones the impetus they need, or rescue the oppressed from hands of cruelty and greed, if I may bring concord and love where strife and hatred reign, or be a friend of friendless ones, I shall not live in vain. If I may battle some great wrong, some whirly current stem, or give a hand of fellowship where other hearts condemn. If I grow strong to do and bear amid life's stress and strain, and keep a pure heart everywhere, I shall not live in vain. If I may give forth sympathy and keep a heart of youth, or help myself and fellow men to grander heights of truth, however small my part may be to cleanse the world of stain, if I but do the thing I can, I shall not live in vain. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of bringing forth this message to the listeners of the radio. We thank you for those who've been so faithful to help us keep the message going forth from week to week. Bless that liberal soul in a marvelous way. Remember those who are in need today. Comfort and bless and lead them to the truth, which will set them free, and thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. We would be happy to hear from you if the message proves a blessing. And now, this song.
This hour in the blood of Jesus. Saving grace extends to me. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. To save the soul today, wash every sin away. There's power in the blood.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.
Every sin away, there is power in the blood of